The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You look at most of the franchises in this city, and yeah, the Rockets are out there trying. They're out there battling. The Texans, I think we've decided, are they're going to be mired in mediocrity as long as this particular group is involved with it. But the Astros, have they become one of the best-run organizations in sports? I mean, they've got to win a few more before you can start throwing Patriots on them or Spurs. But when you look at how they run this organization, as a Houston fan, isn't it kind of cool that you actually have an organization that does the right things?
If Trent Williams is available out of Washington and they get outbid, every single person in management should be fired. The last time a big tackle got traded, it was Dwayne Brown. And what'd he go for? A third and then a second the following year. If the Texans can't come up with a third and a second the following year to get Trent Williams, they should just all be fired.
I can almost assure you the Texans won't be in on Trent Williams.
They won't even make a call.
They should be. Absolutely. They should be making that call. They should be trying to get him. But
their 687 GMs will be calling each other, but they won't call Washington.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on there and send a message, and Aaron will respond because that's what he does. We've also got Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at P. Creighton 1, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Excuse me. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, or you can watch us on the Twitch channel, which I'm curious for the people on there that are doing that. Are you guys stuck at work and watching us and listening that way? I'm just out of curiosity. Couple of things. First off, Patrick Creighton filling in for AJ today. Really appreciate it. I just realized for the first time that Patrick has obviously never listened to the Blitz, because on the break, he asked me if I had a dog. So, yeah. And then getting back to the bed thing, Hockley Dan said he and his wife do switch sides of the bed. He says it isn't planned, but she switches and tells him that it helps her back and helps her fall asleep quicker. So, okay. So there's not just one group.
We do have a texter who said, I guess they've worked at Chewy's for years, so they're going to try to work on the drink name for you. Get that named properly after you, Aaron.
I mean, it's just a frozen margarita with orange juice, but I started doing it at the one down by me in Webster, and they were like, you're the only one who orders it that way. I said, all right, can we call it the Aaron Margarita?
There you go.
Why? Because you're not famous. Well, I'm working on it. How famous do I have to be? And then they wouldn't answer me.
Well, we'll get you there. Here's the problem.
Raybold's righteous juice.
That sounds disgusting. God, that sounds like something out of a porno. Ugh.
Why would you know about that?
Well, why wouldn't I? Dude, I have to scroll through those channels between the movie channels and when I'm going to the horse racing network. I see the names of these things. Romancing the Bone. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff like that.
You know, the worst thing about all the digital stuff is you no longer have the brown box anymore where you can toggle it halfway between 2 and 3 and press the last 3 buttons and then basically steal the Playboy channel. You would do that when you were a kid? No. Yeah, the brown box, the big brown Gerald box.
We actually didn't have the Playboy channel when I was a kid. We didn't get cable.
Did you have Spice?
No, we didn't get cable till I was a senior in high school, and it was only like 4 channels. It was MTV. No, it wasn't even MTV. It was USA Network, did videos in the afternoon. And we had HBO, and then we had WGN, because we watched all the Cubs games, and then TBS.
So that was it. Did you get any like late-night Skinamax or anything?
No, that came later. Or that arrived later. How's that? 713-780-3776. Hey, I need to mention this because I already gave away the tickets, but just want to let you know that for the 2019 Listener Appreciation Party, you'll be joining the broadcast editorial and management team of ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map for an evening of food from Big City Wings, drinks provided by Coors Light. And how about this? Zumo Meat Company sponsoring the tickets. Zumo Meat Company and Tabasco have partnered to create three brand new flavorful items, all created using the finest quality meat and perfect amount of Tabasco to give it that special flavor, on sale now at your local Kroger. So that's all of our wonderful sponsors. Hoping that some of our sponsors will be here. I'm sure Sam will with Big City Wings since he's bringing the wings, but hoping to get Lawyer Dave and Dr. Linville and some other folks here. So if you, one of those things where if you wind up having legal questions, you can talk to Dave, or if you want to ask the doc about getting your hair done, talk to him. Eric says, get blitz with the Aaron Margarita.
I like it.
Yeah. So I, at some point I got to check with Chris and Travis, but we are doing a Falcon whiskey. That's happening. And also doing a beer with True Anomaly, which is going to be a cinnamon stout or porter. He's playing around with some things right now.
I'll try that.
And then we're going to age it in the Falcon whiskey barrels. So it's going to be
definitely
a collaboration between Whitmire's, True Anomaly, and me. And so I'm really excited about that. And we'll have a big party, well, for both of the releases, but definitely something out there. If you haven't, and just to throw this out, if you haven't been to True Anomaly, really cool brewery, brand new NASA theme for everything. And they're right across the street from Rodeo Goat and those places. So down walking distance for me, although it is too hot to even bike right now. I mean, I hate driving anywhere when I've got places that are, you know, a 5-minute walk. But geez, you walk outside right now and you just, I mean, you're drenched in sweat.
You're rich. Get a golf cart. Got a little cover over the top. You put a little fan in front of it. You just zoom around on that around town.
Yeah,
it's big enough. You can, you know, do small shopping, throw it in the back. You'd definitely be the coolest person there because you could customize it. You could paint it whatever colors you want, put logos on it. Hey, it could be the sports map golf cart that's driving around town. Everybody's going to check. Hey, what is that? You get plenty of attention doing that, and you won't have to work that hard for it.
I don't know that there's actually parking for golf carts.
You don't even need it. Just park on the sidewalk.
The golf cart thing is more of a suburb.
Yeah, thing. And that's also kind of an old person thing. Now, probably, like, when we finally get our place built out, I'll probably have a golf cart there.
Keep a paint gun. That way you can blast people as you drive around town.
Who does that? What kind of human being are you? You go around blasting people with a paint gun?
That'd be awesome. Just driving around town with a paint gun, randomly tanking people. Somebody tries to make a right-hand turn, you know, across six lanes, or you tank the crap out of that guy.
So what have we learned about Patrick today?
I think we're going to have an exhibit at the listener party called Every Break During Late Hits. Patrick stands up against the wall, and a listener gets to shoot at him with a paintball gun.
Yeah, while he sits there and goes, I bet you can't hit me! I bet you're going to miss me! You suck! You suck! You're worse than Bill O'Brien!
There would definitely be some you suck, that's for sure.
We could have some fun.
You're the Cal McNair of paintball shooters!
I think we're late for break here. What do I have? I'm supposed to tell you about Harry's Razors. And, guys, if you're not on Harry's, you're missing out. I mean, listen, who wants to think about going and buying razors? I mean, really, that's the last thing you want to think about. So how about this? Get with Harry's. You don't have to think about anything. You can have it delivered right there to your door. If you really want to go to the store and try it out, sure, they've got it at Walmart and Target. You can do that. But what I love about Harry's is when I start to run out of razors, just get online, boom, they show up in my mailbox. Replacement blades as low as $2. And they're quality blades, man. And that, you go to the store, you're paying a lot more than that. Plus, it's a pain in the ass to go to the store. You can just get them delivered right to you. Who does that anymore? 5 years. Who goes to Walmart and Target?
I've been on the Harry's plan for 5 years.
Yeah, it's been at least that long for me. And right now, because they like you so much, they're going to give you a great offer. A 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. Plus free shipping. So you get to try it for $3. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. How about that? And you know what? If you don't love your shave, you just let them know. They'll refund the $3. How about that? This is total no risk. They care about giving back, too. 1% of sales are donated to charitable organizations. I love Harry's. I love working with them. and give them a try. They've got a special offer just for you. New customers are going to get $5 off the trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus the free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. Of course, you can get them at Walmart and Target, but right now, give them a try. Harrys.com, code FAOUR.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. And if you want to jump on the Twitch channel, you'll get a chance to see one of our favorite, I think it's safe to say, recurring guests now.
Yeah, this is like my fourth time here.
Yeah.
Your favorite African back. Do I have the record for the most African comedian I've had on the show, or it's not even a thing? Or
I think you're top five.
In your face, Chinedu. Do you ever heard of Chinedu? He's a great, great comedian.
Local guy
out here, but he's really good. So if I can top him, I'm all right. My life is straight. My life is good.
Well, you're doing all right. You're doing all right with your comedic career. You still doing the karaoke and stuff?
Oh, my God, yeah. We do it every Wednesday at the Secret Group. Every Wednesday night. We moved it to 8 o'clock now, so we do it for 8.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that, because 10 o'clock was too
late
for me.
Well, I just broke the news right here. 8 o'clock at the Secret Group karaoke night, man. We have happy hour drinks all night. Come get your drink on. Party, man.
You see that?
See, you should let Aaron give him a heads up, but he could have got the breaking news sound.
He should have said the whole breaking news. Breaking news.
Yeah, well,
happy hour, karaoke.
That was the problem. By 10 o'clock, I'm passed out.
That's why we did it for you, AJ. We moved it to 8 o'clock.
There's so many nights where I've thought about it. I'm sorry, I'm going to have a couple drinks, and they'll see how I feel. And then 9:30, I'm like, bleep it. I'm not going anywhere.
I get it. That's why we pushed it, because this is on Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Everybody's like, oh. Like, if it was a Thursday, it'd be perfect. But Wednesday's more like a – Wednesday's like an ugly Monday, kind of.
Yeah. But sometimes
it's kind of like, it's like Monday's ugly cousin. It's like everybody knows what Wednesday, but nobody cares about it. I guess I feel about Monday.
Now, when you go home, how long does it take you before you've gone into straight I'm not going anywhere mode? Like, shoes come off, pants come off. You're just like into like crash clothes. No more like, you know, like the dress.
That's every day of my life, man.
So you get home, pants are on the couch, shoes are in the corner.
I'm like that every day. Look, I have the best job in the world. All I do is I tell jokes for 45 minutes, and the rest of the day I have nothing to do with my time. I'm just at home just watching horrible porn and watching stuff on YouTube and just falling in that rabbit hole.
What is horrible porn?
Horrible porn to me would be police porn. But I love it so much because it's like social injustice, but it turns me on. I don't know why I like it. It's horrible porn, but I watch it. I don't like porn that has like good storylines, like the doctor, the teacher, the librarian. I watch police porn.
What's police porn?
Because I want to stick it back to the police through porn. That's
Were you
I,
one of those guys who watch like my Black Lives Matter stuff. Porn and all that type of
oh
stuff?
Oh my God, I watch all kind of stuff. I watch weird stuff, man. It's, the weird it is about watching. Just keep it coming. I love it. But I don't watch black on black police porn because I don't believe in black on black crime. You got to draw the line some kind of way. So white guy with a black, a white woman with a black guy, I watch that all day. I love that. I love it. Love it. Then Taco Tuesdays, I watch a Spanish chick with a black guy. That's how I celebrate my Taco Tuesdays.
I'm sensing a trend here that there always has to be a black guy involved.
Yeah, because I'm black. That's why. I got to promote my people, man. I got to go, yo, come on, man. Let's do this. Every time I see a black person on TV, I'm happy for that person because he worked his butt off to be on TV. So, yeah. Yeah. I support my black porn stars. I do. Yeah.
I guess I'm only going to be able to watch half Arabic porn now.
Is that even a thing?
I'm sure it's not.
Would it even be a thing watching Arab porn? That would be so weird. There'd be like a whole bunch of clothes involved. You made that sound. I'm not making that
there
sound.
There are no faces. But can only be a black guy. No black women. Only a black guy.
The black guy can't fuck. I almost said that. I caught myself. He can't sleep with a black police officer. He has to be a white cop.
So the woman is always the cop.
Got to be the cop. Always.
And the dude is always the perp.
Yes. Always.
So he's in the back of the car.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, nothing racist about that.
Hey, man. It's what it is, what it is, man. It's a fantasy of mine. I don't know why. I'll never have sex with a real cop, but just watching them porn kind of turns me on, so it's good.
All right, I got to tell you, I have seen some female police officers that I think are really hot.
But they're crazy, though.
Well, aren't all women crazy?
I mean, but she's crazy with a gun.
Yeah,
and she could kill you and get away with it. That's even way psycho.
Yeah, but if they're not psycho, they're not as much fun.
What? Who have you been dated?
The crazy chicks are always better in
girls,
bed.
Man. I stay away from. But most of women are crazy. Okay, this is the thing. Most women are crazy, but you just don't want a psycho. Psychos, that's what's going to bust your windows and show up in your house unannounced.
No, you want the one that's going to bust other people's windows.
Yeah, but she's going to bust your window in the process thinking that you said something bad about her. And you want to, she want to cook your dog. You don't want that kind of woman. That's, you stay away from that.
The crazier they are, the more adventurous they are. That's
pretty much. Stay away from women who watch a lot of like detective shows or like CSI or crime investigation shows.
How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah.
Law and Order.
She's getting a lot of ideas. You don't want You might make season 7 or something. You don't want that.
Yeah, we were on vacation in Canada, and my father-in-law was watching this show about murderous affairs. And I'm like, why are you giving your daughter all these ideas about how to kill me?
And I just... Yeah, exactly. You don't
and
want
I
that.
Just pointed out, I said, listen, by the way, all these people got caught.
Right.
So maybe you need to be showing her a different show. Just a thought. Speaking of shows,
everybody's losing their mind behind the Black Ariel. You heard about that? That's the world's about to end. A Black Mermaid.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that.
What do you mean people mixed feelings? It's a mermaid. It's a fictional character.
Yeah.
Brad, what are you talking about? It's not a real thing.
Well...
Why do we want Ariel to be white? I don't get that concept.
With red hair.
With blue eyes.
Well, because in my Disney Princess Power rankings, Ariel, the redheaded Ariel.
Ariel's the one he wants to bang the most.
You have a power ranking? That's hilarious.
Jasmine is one. That Jasmine just goes without saying.
She's great.
But Ariel as a fish 2, Ariel as a human 3.
Right.
So now the new Ariel will probably be in my top 5. Yeah, because I mean, believe me, I believe in diversity.
Correct.
I will, but you know, I've always had a thing for redheads. I've also had a thing for black women, though, so I'm cool with either
but
one.
But I don't get the concept where people lose their minds. People are like this, well, she can't have red hair and blue eyes because black people don't have that. Yes, she can. She can pay for it. She just get it done and put it on her face. We're fine. Moving on. Story.
Blue contacts are not that expensive.
Yeah, it's not a con. You can get that at Walmart. Get your little wig and put it on your head, and it's a red wig and blue eyes, and yeah.
People.
I love that they're all.
Case closed, guys.
This fictional character, which has never been seen before by human eyes, you can't possibly change it. How dare you?
But this is my theory. This is my theory about this whole situation. It's the same people that probably believe in Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy and Taco Bell. Same people. Same kind of people, probably. Just fake people. I don't get it.
Taco Bell is fake?
Taco Bell is fake, man.
My whole life is a lie.
Is Taco Bell sponsor on the show? This is why you guys got quiet or something?
No, but it should be. But look at Patrick. You know he likes Taco Bell.
Dude, I saw Taco Bell today, man. I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is fake news. You don't want that crap in you, man. You're in Texas. You need the real Mexican food, man.
I didn't say I don't eat the other things.
Oh, you just like Taco Bell's your little guilty pleasure.
I like Taco Bell. I like Taco Cabana. I like Tacos a Go-Go. Just keep throwing them out there. Yes.
Do I put that out? I put on my page that
there's
Taco Bell's
a place
Bell
right over here called Rucci's that makes tacos. We're good.
Good. Oh, there you go. No, I put that on my page that Taco Bell sucked and people lost their crap about me. Oh, I can't believe you said about Taco Bell. Like, yeah, it's horrible food.
Hey, you're if right. There was no Taco Bell, there'd be no Baja Blast. And my life would be incomplete without that.
Wow, Baja Blast is good. But that's the only time I would drink those Baja Blast. I'm not eating no food. Because they got busted for like horse meat a couple of years ago, and that kind of turned me off about Taco Bell. So, yeah.
Guys, we have real taco places in this
city. What I'm saying. The real deal.
Yeah, if... But Tacos a Go-Go is the only one of those that you mentioned that is okay. But like we got Torchies.
I like Torchies.
I mean, we got Brothers, which is fantastic, which is where I usually see the hot police women in the mornings when I go to get my brother's breakfast tacos.
Let me tell you, so I'm from Nigeria. If I see a African bell and it's all white people that work there, and I'm like, and this is going to be African food, I'm like, I'm never going here. Hell no. Not going there.
You know, I have no problem because I've always said if you go into
it would throw me off.
If you go to an Italian restaurant and the people in the back aren't Italian, that's not real Italian food.
Well, it's debatable.
I'm from New York. That's not debatable.
Well, okay. To be fair, yeah. What part of New York are you from?
Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. So you're a Mets guy?
A Mets guy.
You can get along with my best friend. I'm a Yankee guy.
Yeah, he's
no. Nobody's perfect.
He hasn't been happy this past week, but
oh, what happened with the Mets?
With the Yankees.
What do the Yankees do now?
Nothing.
I don't know nothing about baseball. I'm the worst sports fan when it comes to baseball. I don't know what's happening. It's so boring to me. I cannot get into baseball. I cannot. I tried for the life of me. I don't understand what's going on. I just go to. It sucks.
We can't be friends.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I just don't like baseball. I'm typical. I like basketball,
dead to
and
me.
Football, and soccer. That's it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hang around another segment?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Yeah, because we still haven't talked about your show.
Yeah, we have not.
We got into Black Ariel. So,
who's going to be at the show? Like 20 of them.
20 Black Ariel with blue hair. Well,
and red hair.
Red hair and blue
red
eyes.
Hair and blue eyes. Can parade them up on stage.
Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.
Play some Motley Crue.
Street, up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Tune in to The Usual Suspects with Joe Blank and Barry Laminek starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. Zach Greinke is now a member of the Houston Astros. The biggest trade in front of the deadline in all of baseball was made between the Astros and the Diamondbacks, and that wasn't all the Astros did. They reacquire catcher Martin Maldonado. They acquired him last year late in the season. They get him from the Cubs this year. They also make a move with the Toronto Blue Jays, where they bring in right-handed pitchers Aaron Sanchez and also Joe Biagini. Astros are back at tonight against the Indians after losing yesterday 10-4. Garrett Cole is set to get the start tonight. I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Give your vehicle tires a deep shine that lasts. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection of Meguiar's spray-on tire coatings. Your choice, $5.99 each. Clean, shine, and protect with Meguiar's tire coatings on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 35% off paint?
Yes.
And 35% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 2nd through 12th and save 35% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $25.02. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Patrick Creighton filling in. Or, as I like to say, Patrick Creighton!
Patrick!
Filling in.
People keep telling me they're waiting for you to do, like, a really, like, to do the impression.
I've dropped it a couple times. I can't. It's not something I can do for very long because my voice.
What, the Brooklyn impression?
No, just loud. Yeah, Patrick is a little loud. We have some loud guys around.
Dude, I heard you on the way here, and I was like, "Is this guy must be on some good drugs that I need to get some on?" You're super high. I was like, you just sound like you're just jacked up.
He's like that all the time.
Really? Like,
yeah, he'll be walking through the hallways. Fred, what's going on? I mean, I wish I had half that energy.
Clearly, Joel Blank has been dipping into my bag of goodies.
Do you drink coffee? Not really.
I do not drink coffee.
That's what you know. What it is? He's from New York, so that's the New York thing. New York people are very loud and obnoxious, so I get it.
I am loud. I am obnoxious. Those things are accurate.
You know what? I'm going to go with not really obnoxious. He's loud, but he's not really obnoxious.
Well, not to Fred. He's the boss.
Not to Fred. Yeah, he's the boss. You can't be that to him. But no, New York. When I did a show in New York, shout out to New York. By the way, New York is the best city in the world. But everybody in New York walks super fast. It's crazy. It's like everybody on some good
power
drugs.
Walking.
Yeah, it's like I'm first time in New York. look, I'm from Nigeria. I'm trying to get that coming to America feel. Like, oh, man, this is like, I'm here in New York. It's like Prince Hakeem moment for me. I'm walking really slow because I'm from Houston. We walk slow. I'm walking real slow, get my macho. And this old Jewish lady pushed me to the side, like, move out of the way, young man. I got to catch the bus. I was like, whoa, welcome to New York, baby. That was my first New York experience.
And you had your Prince Nassim moment, and somebody was yelling, bleep you!
She was like, yes! This old lady pushed me to the side. She's like, get out of my way, young man. I got to catch the train. She was so grumpy. I was like, yep, I'm in New York. I love this place. But it's so congested in that little, that city. It's big, but it's small at the same time.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about New York. It's too many people. So that's I'll go back to the Thanos thing. If I could just snap and get rid of half of the New Yorkers, I would live there.
Everybody who lives in a high-rise, fine.
Boom, gone. That's hilarious. No, New York was fun. Smelled, though. Smelled really bad, though.
Yo, you getting back to the fast walkers, I think people who are on the East Coast, and Patrick, when you came down here, you probably noticed this. Especially you walk around the tunnels downtown, you could tell who's not from here because they get so frustrated with the, because like people from Houston, for the most part, they're just going to walk really slow. They're right. Going to walk five across. Like they don't care about anybody else. And the people who are trying to go in a hurry get so pissed off. It's kind of fun to watch. It's gonna be. I'm gonna see a fight like that one day.
If you're in the subways in New York City, everybody walks fast as possible, getting through, getting in between the tunnels, changing the trains, getting up, getting down. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anybody who's not walking with a direct purpose is lost.
That was me. That's pretty much me on the sub train. Because it's weird because they have people selling stuff on the sub train, like people selling candy and cookies.
Hey, you can get the beer cart.
And here's the real, this is a crazy part. So you're on the sub train. By the way, the sub train, it feels like a roller coaster because it's shaking. It doesn't seem stable. It's like shaking. I'm like, I'm having like seasickness and stuff on the train. But anyway, there's this kid trying to sell cookies for his basketball team. So, hey, I got some cookies I want to sell for my basketball team. And as soon as you said, everybody just started putting their earbuds in their ear like it's a clockwork. And I didn't have no earbuds. So I was like, holy crap, he's going to walk up to me and try to sell me some stuff. And he said, don't look at them. They smell blood. Don't do no eye contact because they will walk up to you. And I just act like I became crazy all of a sudden so you could leave me alone. It was just crazy how that was. It's insane. That city is insane.
By the way, you guys need to – we need to get Koo's Twitter followers up. You need to tweet more. But
Koo, he said it every week.
I know. Koo is crazy, 81, KU. And you can follow him on Twitter. He's only got 851 followers. So
yes, please. I need to boost up my followers.
All right,
please.
Now tell people about the show.
All right, so I have a show, the Houston Improv, September 4th. That's my regular home club right here in the city. I love that club so much. If you've never been to Houston Comedy, Houston Improv is the best comedy club in the world. Go check it out, September 4th. Tickets are available right now at www.improvhouston.com. I have a podcast out too, by the way. It's called Wise Guys Speak Podcast. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and we actually have a website for the podcast. And if you're in the Galveston area this weekend, Saturday, I'll be at Symposium Brew Pub. Yeah, show starts at 9 o'clock. People from Galveston, go check out the show. It's at 9 p.m. Symposium Brew Pub, 9 o'clock. Shows tickets is $10. And the show for the Houston Improv is $20 for tickets. Amazing comics.
All right. Well, really appreciate you stopping by, man.
My pleasure, man.
Always
a
pleasure. And, you know, come watch some more black on white porn.
Or yellow, or red, or blue, or green. Anything as long as it's not.
I don't want to watch blue porn. That's going to be disgusting. I don't want to see that. That's going to be bad.
Oh, dude, I'm all about that alien porn.
I know you talked about the age.
Well, it's just Avatar porn. What's the big deal?
No, because those things aren't sexy, but like, you know, like a really cool Star Trek type Jim Kirk wants to bang alien chick. That's right up my alley.
So. With the five boobs. And
yeah. Or like Zoe Saldana in Guardians. You know,
she's
with
hot.
The green face.
She's really hot on there.
Hell, I'd hit Nebula.
Did you like the last Avengers? Did y'all like it?
Tag team?
I loved Endgame. I actually bought it when it became available yesterday. I think it was a perfect way to end the thing. I didn't like how
Tony Stark died, though.
He had to die.
Why would he have to die? Why is the one that had to take the bullet? Why was he?
I
could have named like two Avengers that could have died and be like, okay, he should have took the bullet. Like Hawkeye should have died.
Well, Hawkeye's boring.
Nobody cares about Hawkeye.
He just said he should have died. He should have died.
Tony's the biggest personality and the most selfish prick, which is why we love him.
Whoa. Jesus, Patrick.
Tone it down.
All right, you know what? I got to cut
true
it off.
True New Yorker.
I got to cut off their mics. I got to tell you guys about Big City Wings. And absolutely love Big City Wings. 8 great locations all around this wonderful city. And guys, football season's coming. Where are you going to have your draft for your fantasy team? You're going to have it at Big City Wings. You know why? Because they got TVs. They got wings. They got burgers. They got everything you could possibly want. Hey, guess who's supplying the wings for the listener appreciation party? Big City Wings. And that's because they're the best. And guys, they have every single day, they've got some kind of special. You know what today is? Double boneless wings and Texas crafts. Tomorrow, half price appetizers and margarita madness. And the cool thing is, wherever you are in the city, there's one near you. 8 great locations. The one in Kingwood, you can sit at the Fred Fowler table or the AJ Hoffman table or the Charlie Palillo table. Any one of those, all at Big City Wings. Sam and his guys are doing a fantastic job of creating an atmosphere. You can take your kids or you can go with your buddies, and you're going to be just as comfortable either way, and you're going to get great food. Check out the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com. I was on top when it meant a lot. Still on top
like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top. And he's this is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Boy, this is another one that's just flown by. Great job today so far, Aaron. You had to catch 2 dumps there.
Yep. Why did you have to catch 2 dumps?
We had to dump you. You can't say that word you used. You can't call someone a pickle Rick minus the ickle.
Since when?
You can't use that word on air. It's been forever. Sorry.
Not aware. I was never aware of that.
Yeah, you can't use that one. All right. We don't have Hoffman on Hollywood today, but you know what we have? Falcon on Famous People. Same general concept. Have you watched The Boys on Amazon?
I have not.
Yeah, I think that show is fantastic. It's 8 episodes. It's one of the best new shows I've seen in a long time. But apparently they had to take out 1 sex scene. And it's got superheroes, so there's all kinds of weird superhero sex going on in this thing. But one of the things on the wish list for the guy who, Kripke, the guy who put it together, he wanted an Iceman having sex with a woman, doggy style, when she's wearing a fur coat. And turns out it wasn't rejected because it was too weird. It was rejected because they didn't have it in the budget. So season 2's already been approved. And so you can expect to see that scene in season 2. There's one really gross scene where a chick is basically riding a guy's face. And she's a superhero, and something unpleasant happens to him. So it doesn't end well for him. Let's just say that. Were you a big Game of Thrones guy?
Yes.
How'd you feel about the last season?
Well, as far as how fast the battle scenes were?
Well, no, a lot of people hated the final season. I actually liked it. I thought it was...
I think a lot of people are douches.
Well, it got so bad that a bunch of fans started a petition demanding they reshoot the entire 8th season, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Can you snap the fingers and make them go away?
Yeah, they would be in my snap, no question. But HBO's, basically one of the top HBO guys responded to this finally. He says, there are very, very few downsides to having a hugely popular show. But one I can think of is when you try to end it, many people have big opinions on how it should end. The petition shows a lot of enthusiasm and passion for the show, but it wasn't something that we seriously considered. So,
bunch of drunk idiots suddenly thought they were show writers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People want a show to end the way they would end it, and that's just not realistic.
That's why I don't pay attention to like movie reviews. You're just regular people like, oh, this sucked, that sucked. Everybody all of a sudden turns into a film critic, like they spent 10 years studying film. Go to the movie, eat your popcorn, drink your soda, be entertained, shut up, go home.
But that's what I appreciate so much when you find something that's new and unique and well written that, you know, you just You just have to appreciate it. It's like when with Endgame, when people were criticizing Captain America and say, oh, that's a terrible way for his story to end. No, it wasn't a terrible way for his story to end. It was a perfect way for it to end. They actually did it right. Shut up, people. All right. You a Sopranos fan?
Yes.
How interesting.
There's a big surprise there, right?
Yeah, well, I would have never guessed. I'm guessing you're a Tony guy. But they're doing a prequel. David Chase is.
Oh, very cool. I'm in.
The Many Saints of Newark is basically, he's putting this together. Don't know if it's going to be on.
It's going to be like Young Tony?
Doesn't really say what it is, but it is a prequel. And then, of course, they're doing the Michael Gandolfini, who's James Gandolfini's kid, has been, he's going to be in it.
Yay, so. Nepotism.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of, it makes sense in a very strange way. And then, let's see.
My dad was smart, famous, and rich, therefore I will be. That never works with baseball owners, but.
So, Comic-Con was this past week, and there was all kinds of news coming out of there. Were you a Top Gun fan?
I liked the movie. I wasn't like a fanatic about it, but I liked the movie.
I think it's the greatest gay movie ever made. But, so I'm really curious about the new one.
Well, what else is up there in the gay movies?
Torch Song Trilogy, I say, is up there. La Cage aux Folles.
So far, Top Gun's the only one I've ever heard of.
Well, anyway, Top Gun Maverick is, they've already dropped the trailer for it, and Tom Cruise, 57 years old, still looks good, apparently. He will be in it, and it's due out June 26, 2020. So, Top Gun Maverick, no word yet is if it's going to be a metaphor for homosexuality like the first one was, but we shall find out.
Is Kelly McGillis reprising her role as well?
Kelly McGillis not. Reprising her role. All right. I am going to give Aaron an A-plus for a couple of nice stick saves there. You did your best, Jonathan Quick. Creighton, you get an A. You had an A-plus right up until you...
Until I pickle-ricked.
Until you pickle-ricked.
That's not the first time I've done that. I've never known I couldn't say that. I've heard that said on countless other stations.
Yeah, well...
Apparently, there is a rule here that we're not going to say that. So make that adjustment.
Trust me, that's on the FCC list. Someone somewhere should have told you that. Believe me, Aaron knows that list better than anyone.
It's only been 17 years. You'd think somebody would have told me at some point in my life.
I think I'd be more worried that not enough people care to listen to me to complain to the FCC.
Well, you know, I can't say a whole lot about that. You are the second-ranked show in the city. But I was top five.
All right. Thanks for filling in. And if you like what you heard from Patrick, stick around. Jason Braddock's going to be joining him. Who else you got?
Abdul Foster.
All right. Late Hits coming up next. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.